Namaskar.
Bienvenue.
I'm from Bangalore, India.
Dublin, Ireland.
Turkey.
The Philippines.
This is Feet in Two Worlds.
I came here to study.
To work. To volunteer.
Build a life of my own.
Welcome to Feet in Two Worlds.
Esto es Con los Pies en Dos Mundos.
Bir ayağım burada, bir ayağım orada yaşıyorum.
Welcome to Feet in Two Worlds.
Knowing more than one language is always an advantage, but some New York City public schools are finding that teaching kids in two languages comes with challenges as well as benefits. I'm John Rudolph, executive producer of Feet in Two Worlds. About 90 New York City public schools offer dual language programs that aim to make students proficient in two languages. Almost all the students at these schools come from immigrant families. The educational goal is to strengthen the students' knowledge of their native language while also teaching them English. With me in the studio is Feet in Two Worlds reporter Rama Reddy Raghavan, who wrote a recent article about PS24, a Spanish-English dual-language elementary school in Sunset Park, Brooklyn. Welcome, Rama.
Thank you.
So, Rama, you found a school where the results of dual-language education were uneven at best.
Yes, at PS24, the school in Sunset Park, Brooklyn, its results in terms of the Department of Education have not been stellar. It has received a D on its student performance.
And this is from the Department of Education's grading system for schools across the city.
That's right. But the school has done extremely well in important child development areas, like in terms of social and emotional learning. So the teachers and the parents and children that I've spoken to were really happy with the school. So it ends up being that the grade that the school has gotten from the DOE is not of singular importance. I mean, it's very important that it's gotten a B in terms of student progress.
So tell us more about PS24. How many kids are in the dual language program and where do they come from?
Well, PS24 has its makeup is 91% of the 780 pre-kindergarten to fifth grade students are Latino and come from Mexico, the Dominican Republic, various Central American countries like Ecuador, Peru, Puerto Rico, and 45% of the student body are English language learners.
Rama, what makes dual language programs like the one at PS24 different than other schools that teach English to immigrant children?
Well, dual language schools actually like PS24 instruct students in both Spanish and English 50% of the time. So kids are move from Spanish instruction to English instruction during the day. It's actually quite interesting how they do that. Math is taught for Spanish for 1 hour, and then they go into an English class where it's taught in English.
So these kids at this school are spending half their day learning in Spanish and half their day learning in English.
That's right.
And what happens at other schools where there's a big immigrant population that doesn't have English as their first language?
Other schools do not. They just have instruction just in English, primarily in English. So they do not cater to a second language.
So they're immersing students in English, in an English-only environment.
Exactly.
So what's the advantage of this dual language program?
So from talking to the parents at PS24, they say that the most important thing of a dual language program is that it keeps them in touch with their heritage. It's very important for them to be fluent in Spanish so that their children can go back to their countries and speak with their grandparents and nieces and nephews and not have to struggle with the language. So that's the most important thing. And also, when I spoke to the principal of the school, she said that in this day and age, it's very advantageous to be fluent in two languages. You can get a better job when you go abroad. You can just be fluent and not have problems. So those are some of the definite advantages of being fluent in two languages. And there's a lot of research that has talked about bilingualism and how people who are bilingual have better cognitive ability. Like, for instance, they've been found to be better at multitasking and also have been found to forestall the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease.
So there's a lot of measurement out there of the benefits of dual language education. It just isn't happened to be showing up in the Department of Education's report card.
Well, I mean, it's partly true. But the Department of Education is looking at how to evaluate these programs, and there's definitely going to be some change in the future.
Now, you said that despite the B grade from the Department of Education, that the school population, the students, the parents, the teachers are very happy with what's going on there. Tell us about some of the people that you talked to.
Well, the parents and the students were very forthcoming in terms of their praise of the principal and how she's handled the school and the results that they've been getting. And I spoke to one of the students, a third grader, Elias Garcia, and this is what he had to say about the school.
If I know how to talk both languages, then if there was somebody in trouble, if he spoke Spanish and I didn't understand Spanish, then I couldn't help him. But if I understand Spanish, then I know how I could help him.
Now, that's a pretty clear and straightforward defense and argument for dual language education. But the school got a B overall, and it got a D in student performance from the Department of Education. So is that an indictment of the dual language program?
Not at all, according to the principal of PS24, Christina Fuentes, who says that test scores are a fickle measure where the school can be an A one year and a C next year and still be doing excellent work. But she does acknowledge that her large population of kids with special needs and with who are English language learners struggle with taking standardized tests. I also spoke to Matthew Mittenthal, actually through email we were communicating.
And who's he?
He is the spokesperson for the Department of Education, and he actually thinks PS24 is doing a great job considering the population of students that it's educating.
So let me ask you this. The Department of Education is issuing grades for every school across the city, and this school received a B. Does it mean that and yet the Department of Education and the principal are saying actually the school's doing A work? Does it mean that the grades are meaningless?
No, it doesn't mean the grades are meaningless. It just means that every school is looked at differently, and especially a school like PS24, a dual language school, that is educating a difficult population. They're looked at very differently because I kind of was asking him the same kinds of questions, and he was getting very irritated with me.
So. Well, you can be very persistent, Rama.
I think so.
So given the comments by the principal and the Department of Education and the grade, what is the future of dual language education at PS24 and more broadly in the New York City public school system?
I actually spoke to Kate Menken, who's the associate professor of linguistics at the CUNY Graduate Center and Queens College, who believes very strongly that the current educational environment, where the Department of Education has been raising the English region standard, this has made it very difficult for emergent bilinguals to succeed in high schools. This is what she had to say.
I have interviewed principals who tell me directly they do not want to start a program for the students because they don't want to admit them, and they know that they are going to appear to be a lower performing school because by definition the students will never perform well on a high stakes standardized test that is administered in English.
So basically she says that the bilingual's language currently has become a liability because graduation rates for emergent bilinguals is lower than other students. But she did add that the DOE is currently working on changing this.
What about the parents? I know you spoke to some parents about the school. What did you learn from them?
Okay, a number of parents had positive things to say about the school satisfying the needs of the children and of the parents. Here's Magdalena Gutierrez, a parent who's originally from Mexico who has three children at PS24. This is what she had to say with the help of a translator.
So she's saying that specifically in terms of the social-emotional work that's done with the children, she thinks that it's something that makes the school very special, that with one of her sons, he always tended to be sort of very shy, and he's not very shy anymore. And there's something about the work that's done with the children that makes them feel important and valued.
So this parent and other people that you talk to at PS24, they're all very positive about the program. They can't quite put their finger on what it is that's exactly working or why it's working. And then you have these test scores that are not optimal. So what does that mean for the future of dual language programs if the test scores are not for the school are not showing the achievement at the A level, and yet the parents, the students, and the teachers are all saying this thing's working?
Dual language programs are a unique program. I mean, they're teaching children to be proficient in two languages. And when you do that, I mean, you're not going to have these kids, when they're compared to other kids whose instruction is just primarily in English, they're definitely not going to do as well, because it takes time for an immigrant child whose native language is not English to become proficient in English. And like I said, when I interviewed Kate Mencken, the professor, she did say it's a big problem. So the Department of Education is looking into how to evaluate these schools differently, especially emerging bilinguals. They are looking into it. But for now, they are compared to other schools. So it is a problem. I mean, it is definitely a problem.
Rama, you said that there are no dual language middle schools or high schools in the neighborhood that is served by PS24. So what is the future for kids who come out of the school and the dual language program and want to continue their education in Spanish and English?
Well, at PS24, the graduates all move to a monolingual school because there is no dual language school in the neighborhood. So, I mean, that's what it is. But according to the principal, she is working with the Department of Education to try and open up a middle school, a dual language middle school in Brooklyn, Sunset Park.
There is an important element here in that at PS24, these kids are starting out at a very early age in the dual language program.
Yes, definitely. They have an advantage when it comes to their English acquisition compared to kids who are in a dual language high school or in a middle school. Because there are a lot of immigrant students who come in to the New York City public school system at high school and who speak only Chinese. And they have to learn English in, say, 4 years and try to pass the English regents, which is very, very difficult. So PS24 definitely is at an advantage. It's teaching these kids two languages, especially English, from a very young age. So these kids are in a much better position when they graduate to be proficient in English. At least this is what Kate Mencken, the associate professor of linguistics, has told me, that it takes approximately 6 to 7 years for a student who's a bilingual student to become proficient in English.
Well, Rama, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Rama Reddy Raghavan is a freelance reporter and a Feet in Two Worlds Education Reporting Fellow. To read her story about PS24, go to our website, news.feetintoworlds.org. Feet in Two Worlds podcasts are produced by Jocelyn Gonzalez and Sarah Kate Kramer. Our engineer is Chad Bernhardt at the studios of the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. Thanks for listening. I'm John Rudolph.
Feet in Two Worlds is supported by the New York Community Trust and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, with additional support from the Mertz Gilmore Foundation, the Cyrus Fund, and WNYC, New York Public Radio. This program was produced in association with the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism and CUNY TV. Feet in Two Worlds brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio and the web. We are a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. You can support this podcast by going to news.feetintoworlds.org and clicking Help Support FI2W.